since I've been sheriff. I think this is the sixth time that we've had to sequester a jury.
And you were elected when?
In 1997 is when I took office as sheriff. So it's a rather infrequent occurrence, but you know, when it does occur, it's actually an order that comes from the court that directs the sheriff to take custody of the jury from their deliberations and then return them at a specific time to continue their deliberations. And then the sheriff, of course, is charged with responsibility of making sure that the jurors are, you know, do not discuss the case or deliberate while they're away from the courtroom.
And no family members or anyone else, for that matter, is allowed to have contact?
No, it's actually a little bit different than that. They can't have access to any form of media, so we take the televisions or disable the televisions and radios out of their rooms. There's no newspaper delivery, and we take you know, every precaution we can that there's no outside influences to the jury. But they can and did have an opportunity to use a phone to call family members, but there was always a deputy right there to listen to make sure that they weren't violating the order. We actually, in this particular case, allowed families to come up and visit. Again, they did that in the presence of a deputy. This is the first time that we've ever sequestered a jury for 3 nights. So, you know, it was a little bit of extraordinary to what we normally do.
Family members are not allowed to spend the night, though.
No. Short visits that were, again, done in the presence of one of our deputies so that we can make sure that we maintain the order. In this particular case, we were in a hotel that didn't have a restaurant, so they did have continental breakfast at the hotel, but then we catered and brought in meals for them for lunch and dinners, and we did encourage them to bring things to keep themselves busy. So some brought books, others brought board games and cards, and we did set up the television in one room so that they could watch movies. And so we made it as comfortable as we could for them through the course of the weekend, but still maintaining the judge's order.
And the cost?
We've broken it down. The staffing cost is $4,573.59. The lodging cost, $5,058.69. And our meal cost was $829 for a total of $10,461.
The deputies that you had there, this was all overtime?
Yes. We were using staff that weren't assigned to other duties.
And these would have been men and women, depending on the gender of the juror then?
Actually, you know, they were all on one floor, and so we had a post that was maintained by at least two deputies all the time, and we tried to keep a gender mix. And then we could, you know, through the day, we actually rotated to more people in to help accommodate their needs.
And from what your deputies told you all, there were no problems during the weekend?
No, we didn't encounter any. The attitude of the jury was good. They interacted with our staff really well, and, you know, it was all good from our perspective.
Too bad you can't have that kind of attitude in the jail.
Well, we expect that attitude in the jail. We don't often get it.
Anything else that listeners don't know about? Again, this is something pretty unusual.
Well, you know, it doesn't happen frequently, but, you know, it's the courtroom decisions we have no input on. When the judge orders us to seek restraint the jury, then we do that and do it to the best of our ability.
Oh, I forgot one more budget question. This comes out of where, since this is something unscheduled?
Actually, the county pays for that. It doesn't come out of our budget other than the personnel expense. You know, we'll do our effort to make sure our staff gets either compensatory time or paid for their time that they spent up there.
You've been around the block long enough to know that there's unscheduled events that involve staffing in your department. So
there's what?
The additional staffing cost, you know, this is not unlike some other emergency that I'm
exactly.
sure you've gone through in your career. So
exactly. You know, in our job, these type of things come up that we just have to do what it takes to get the job done.